Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces. Once upon a time, there was a happy couple who never argued about money. If the people next door bought a big new car, but she had to go on the subway, she never complained. If, on her birthday, he just gave her a kiss instead of an expensive present, it was all right with her. If he wanted to go to a neighborhood movie instead of an expensive Broadway show, she never objected. Then they were married, and we've been arguing about money ever since.
Dear, in all the years we've been married, I never did know exactly how much you make.
Let's keep it that way, shall we?
No, we won't, because I can't get along on the money you give me, and I don't know how much more to ask you for.
Well, what is it that you haven't got that you need?
Oh, they're too humorous to mention. I don't mean to say that we're living in squander.
Oh, squander. Yes.
But it's just that little things come up around the house, and I just can't make both ends meet. You know what I think we're trying to do, dear?
What?
We're trying to live within our income.
Shame on us.
Exactly. Now tell me, dear, how much money do you make?
I have a drawing account of $5,200 a year.
$5,200 a year? Is that all?
Do you know many people that make $5,000 a year?
Oh, $5,200. Why didn't you just say so?
I was trying to hold out on you.
Now let me see. $5,200 a year, 52 weeks a year... That's $10 a week. No.
No.
I forgot to carry the cider.
That's what makes it hard. But then, of course, I get a Christmas bonus.
When do you get that?
Decoration day.
Wait a minute. Christmas. That gives me an idea. What do you think if I made some extra money selling Christmas cards?
In May, Jane?
What of it? May, Jane, July, August, the summer's over. Labor Day, October, my birthday. November, Thanksgiving, and boom! It's Christmas!
I think I'll go down and shake up the furnace.
All I have to do is get the cards and some paint, take the orders, and make money. There must be a big profit in Christmas cards, doesn't it to you, dear?
I don't know what the profit is, but you're not...
Oh, sure you know what profit is. Profit and loss.
Yes, I know.
Profit is the money you make, and loss is the money you don't.
Loss is the money you...
But why think about loss? What have I got to lose? Just two things. The cost of the cards, the cost of the paint, and my time.
Just those two.
Yes, sir. This is it. I can get rich. The only way to get rich is to make money.
Fine way to get rich, selling Christmas greetings.
I can't miss. It's in the cards.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Beautiful song, isn't it? Especially in summertime. It's around the middle of December that it gets monotonous, when your radio bangs it out at you all day long, or bings it out at you. Now, let me see. It was the next day around noon, when I had gone out to lunch, that Jane came down to my office in the advertising firm of Dutton, Sutton, Mutton, and Norse, and took my secretary, Miss Anderson, into the Christmas card business as a partner. She couldn't have made a wiser choice. Miss Anderson is as sharp as a marble. Witness this business conference.
And I thought we could use your desk as our office, Sally, and sell our Christmas cards right from here. Do you want to be a partner?
Christmas cards in May, Jane?
Oh, what of it? May, Jane, July, August, and the summer's over. Labor Day, October, my birthday, November, Thanksgiving, and boom, it's Christmas.
Well, when you put it that way, Jane... But I don't know much about business. I have my hands full taking dictation here and...
All we have to do is get some cards. Raw cards. And we take orders from people and paint on the cards whatever they want.
But can you paint Christmas cards, Jane? I don't think I can.
Well, what's hard about that? Sure you can. A little snow, a little mistletoe, and Merry Christmas.
Yes, but how about church windows? People like church windows on Christmas cards. I do. They're hard to paint.
Not if you leave them open. Stop being so practical. All we have to do is buy some raw cards and some paint and start some advertising.
But Jane, that's going to take money. I haven't any money.
Who's got money? If I had money, do you think I'd be going into business?
Well, how do you get the cards and the paint and the advertising? That takes money.
We charge it.
Charge it to who?
Well, we charge it to... Oh, Sally, I think that should be charge it to whom.
Oh, yes.
To is a proposition or something, and you have to say whom. No offense, of course.
Oh, no. That's all right, Jane.
You're welcome. Now, what was the question again?
Charge it to whom? You've got to pay for the cards and all that stuff.
Oh, no. You've got the cards before the horse. First, we sell them, and the money we have left over is the profit.
But suppose we don't have any money left over.
Well, that's the money they call a loss.
What do we do with that?
There isn't much you can do with it. Pay our bills and things like that. For the cards and the paint and the advertising, and that's where you come in, Sally. They use a lot of cards and paint around the office here. Where do you order it from?
All our stationery comes from the Zenith Printing Company, and our paint from the Royal Paint Company.
Well, okay, partner. Let's get busy. Call them up. Let's order the stuff. Get them on the phone. You've got to do something if you're going to make all this money. What do you think this is, Christmas?
And this is how I was taken for a sleigh ride in a one-horse open business. First, they called the printer.
Hello, Mr. O'Brien, this is Miss Anderson, Mr. Ace's secretary.
Oh, yes, Miss Anderson! And how's Mr. Ace?
He's okay, if you like Mr. Ace. But Mrs. Ace wants to speak to you, Mr. O'Brien.
Gimme, Sally.
Mrs. Ace? Well, I've never met a lady.
Hello, Mr. O'Brien. This is Mrs. Ace. I want to order some raw cards to make some Christmas cards.
Christmas cards in May?
Another one. What of it? May, Jane, July, and August. Oh, I'm not going through this again. Do you have the cards, Mr. O'Brien?
Sure. How many do you want? A gross?
A gross? How many is that about?
A dozen. Is that too many?
No, a dozen doesn't seem too many, does it, Sally?
No, a dozen doesn't seem too many.
Okay, Mr. O'Brien, a gross.
Okay, and charge them to Dutton, Sutton, Morton, and Norris, I suppose.
Well...
Thank you, Mrs. Ace. Goodbye.
Then they called the paint company.
I'd like to order some paint. Mostly red and green. It's for painting some Christmas cards.
Christmas cards in May?
What of it? Why does everybody say in May? This is getting jerksome. Is this a democracy or isn't it?
After charging the paint supplies to me, they called a little radio station to buy some advertising time.
And so I want to advertise some Christmas cards for sale. Well, what of it?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in May. Well, do you think you can find a nice place on your radio station for our little advertisement?
I may.
There's that May again. What of it? May, Jane, July?
So the two card sharps charged everything to me, and I didn't know a thing about it. The radio station sent them a complicated contract. There was a 13-week clause, a non-cancelable clause, and a clause charging everything to me, the Santa Claus. Now we fade. It's a week later, after dinner at home. I'm sitting there reading the baseball scores while Jane and Miss Anderson are getting out Christmas cards. There's a parlay for you. Over the corner of my newspaper, I overhear this choice bit of dialogue.
Whew. Let's rest a while, Jane.
Me too. Doesn't it get hot painting all this snow?
I'm surprised it stays on in this weather.
That's pretty good. Surprised it stays on. Dear, did you hear? Oh, he's reading the paper.
Jane, I'm getting kind of worried. We haven't had one order for cards.
Well, my goodness, Sally, we've only advertised 1 week. Home wasn't built in a day. But when they start to call, we'll be ready for them. We've got 40 cards painted. We're making very good headwork.
Maybe we started this business a little too early. It's 7 months till Christmas. Could it be we're a little premature?
Please, Sally, not in front of him.
No, I mean, maybe we should have taken a holiday a little closer. Maybe Thanksgiving. We could change the cards, you know.
Yeah, these reindeer do look a little like turkeys. But Sally, we can't change horses in mid-spring.
Are you sure, Jane? You advertised the right phone number?
Sure, I'm sure. I gave both telephone numbers, the house and the office. Don't worry so much, Sally. It's a little slow now, but business will pick up by creeps and bounds. We'll be selling Christmas cards like a horse on fire before you even... Dear, what are you doing?
What? Oh, I'm just calling up the drugstore to get some cigars.
Put that phone down. That's a business phone.
Business phone. I need some cigars.
Somebody might be trying to put in an order, and all that business goes up in smoke. If you want cigars, why don't you walk up to the corner and get some?
Isn't that awful? All right, I'll go up to the corner.
Thanks, dear. All right, Sally, let's get back to work. Now be careful, not too much snow. You've got snow all over these things, and I... Dear, haven't you gone yet? What are you looking for?
My earmuffs and galoshes.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I mushed out of our apartment and down the corridor. I suddenly got a brilliant idea. I stopped short. Whoa, Prancer. Whoa, Dancer. Whoa, Martha Graham. I pulled the sled up in front of this 1.5-room igloo of our next-door neighbor, Ken Roberts. He's the radio announcer.
Well, come in, Mr. Ace. Where's Jane?
Jane is busy getting out Christmas cards.
Christmas cards in May?
What of it? May, June, July, Saratoga, September, Bowie, November, Santa Anita, and boom, it's Christmas. May I use your phone, Ken?
Sure. What's the matter? Your phone out of order?
No, it's a business phone. Jane and her cousin, Miss Anderson, have gone into the Christmas card business, and they haven't had any orders yet, so I thought I'd help.
Oh, I get it. Go ahead and use the phone.
I hate to bother you.
Oh, it's quite all right. Anytime. Make your call.
Thank you.
Do you think she'll recognize your voice?
No, I don't think so, partner.
Hey, that's good. Ever thought of going on the radio, Mr. Ace?
Where I hail from, we call that a rodeo, son.
Hello?
Hello there!
Yes, who are you calling, please?
I understand you're selling the Christmas cards, ma'am.
Christmas cards, yes, sir. Just a minute, sir. Pencil, Sally. Yes, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, sir, how much are they, ma'am?
Well, we have different prices. Depends on how many you want to buy. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. Like, we charge $5 for one dozen. But if you buy two dozen, we charge $7.50. The more you buy, the less they are. How many did you want, sir?
One.
One?
One, ma'am.
One dozen, you mean?
No, ma'am. Just one card.
Just one card. One? The first number in the alphabet?
Yes. That's right, ma'am.
Well, how about all your friends?
I don't have any friends, ma'am. Just my horse on the lonesome prairie. How much would one card be, ma'am?
Well, I don't know exactly.
What kind of business you running? You don't know the prices.
Oh, I know the prices for a dozen or two dozen and so-so, but we just haven't figured out how much one would be.
We? Who's we, gal?
My partner and I.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy? What did you say your name was?
My name's Austin. Dallas from Fort Worth, ma'am. My friends call me Cheyenne.
Howdy.
Howdy, partner. Want to have something special on my Christmas card?
Well, we have some with snow, some with holly, and some with open church windows.
No cactus?
Cactus and snow? I've never heard of that.
I've never heard Christmas cards in May.
Oh, you too.
What's that, gal?
Nothing. Well, if you want cactus, we'll give you cactus, but you have to call me back and I'll let you know how much one will cost. Call me back in about an hour.
Adios, amigo. Buenos Pancho. Rancho Grande.
Yippee!
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Well, strangers, after making that telephone call, I moseyed on over to my own corral. dusted the sagebrush off my chaps, unbowed my legs, and walked in. There they were, the two empty saddles, messing around with old paint and new Christmas cards.
Dear, you missed it. We just had an order.
Really, Jane?
Some order. One Christmas card.
Sally, I know that's about the least anybody can order, but it's a good start. Now, all we have to figure out is how much to charge him.
Who is he, Jane?
I don't know. Sounds like a cowboy or something. Talk with a Western drool. And instead of mistletoe, he wants cactuses on the card.
Cacti, Jane.
Beg pardon?
The plural of cactus is cacti.
Oh, I didn't know that. Dear, thanks.
You're welcome, Jane. Glad to be of service. Call me anytime. I'm in the book.
Well, so much for grammar. How about arithmetic, Jane? How much are we going to charge him?
Well, that's the fly in the oatmeal. Now, let's figure it out. The more you buy, the less it is. Is that right?
That's right, Jane.
Then the less you buy, the more it is. Did I say that right?
I think so.
Wait, I'll say that all over again. Now listen carefully.
I'm listening.
Not you, dear. Now stop that.
What did I do?
I don't like that tone in your eye. We're talking business. We've got to figure this out before he calls back. Please stay out of it.
Well, I can see when I'm not wanted around here. I think I'll go over and visit with Ken Roberts for a while.
Yes, you do that, dear. Wait a minute. You're not going visiting looking like that, are you? Button up your shirt collar and put on your nectus.
Nectus?
Cactus, cacti, nectus, necktie.
How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the lights from the glittering stars.
Ken, do you remember that name I used before?
Somewhere in Texas, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Dallas.
Hello?
Hello there, ma'am.
Hello there.
Have you figured out how much that Christmas card gonna cost me?
My partner and I are just figuring it out.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy. Well, here's the way we figured it out. The more you buy, the less you pay. So the less you pay, the more you buy. Did I say that right?
No, I don't think so, ma'am.
No, I wasn't asking you did I say that right. I was asking my partner did I say that.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy. Just a minute. I'll ask her again. Hold your horse.
Oh, there. Whoa.
What'd she say?
She's asking Miss Anderson. They're trying to figure out just how much.
Hello?
Oh, there, partner.
Hello there, partner. Well, this is the way we figured it out. We can't break a dozen, so we'll sell you a dozen for $5, and you can use one if you want to, or all of them. That's our black bottom price.
But I can't use a dozen, ma'am. Nobody to send them to.
Well, my advice to you is to be friendlier between now and Christmas.
I'll just stick to my old horse.
Aren't you married?
Gosh, no, ma'am.
Well, would you like to meet a nice young lady who is a very good secretary and owns half interest in a Christmas card business and is willing to travel west?
I'll just stick to my horse. I don't mind paying $5, ma'am, but I want something pretty good for my money. Something new, something novel. Rustle up something for me, and I'll call you later, ma'am.
All right, call me back in half an hour.
I'll do that, ma'am.
They still haven't caught on.
No, Ken, but I'm afraid they might. If I keep walking out every time this call comes through, you call while I'm over there. Can you Western talk?
Sure as shooting, partner. Right as rain. We're pals out here in the West where men are men and women are glad of it, partner.
Okay, Ken, don't ham it up.
You smile when you say that, stranger.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
No, Jane, I don't think that's enough.
Well, it's certainly different. He said he wanted something different. And I think this is just what... Oh, is that you, dear?
Yes, Jane?
Well, dear, you missed it again. He just called again. Every time you go out, he calls.
Your customer.
Yes, you're never here when he calls.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm beginning to think it's very strange, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean, Sally?
Jane, doesn't it strike you as peculiar that every time that man calls, your husband isn't here?
Sally, I just said that. Please pay attention.
Yes, pay attention.
Dear, do you think this is novel enough? He said he wants something different, so I made this up. Happy Christmas, Merry New Year.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, instead of Visa Firma, instead of Merry Christmas, Happy.
Yeah, I get it, Jane, but I don't think that's so novel. Here, I've got an idea. Now, give me that pencil and watch this. Now, first you paint X-M-A-S straight up and down. And now after the M, you put an A-R-K-S, makes it marks. After the S, you write P-O-T, spot, so it makes it spot. Now you've got X marks a spot, and under that you paint where I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, dear, that's pretty good. Look, Sally, did you see that?
I'm still wondering why he's never here when those phone calls come in. Jane, I suspect foul play.
What are you talking about, Sally? You're always trying to complicate things instead of trying to simplicate them.
Well, it just strikes me as peculiar that he's never here when the phone rings.
Miss Anderson, are you implying that I made those phone calls?
You, dear? How could you make them? Wouldn't I know your voice? Besides, you're married. And where would you get a horse? You couldn't have called. Did you?
Jane, how could you doubt me?
Jane, the telephone.
Oh, the phone. Now we'll see what's going on here. Or not. Hello?
Hello there.
Hold the phone, please. Hello, dear.
Well, hello, Jane. What's that for?
Sorry I doubted you, dear. Forgive me?
I'll think it over, Jane.
That's sweet. Hello there, partner.
Hello there, partner.
Well, we sure got a novel idea. The card is going to say X-M-A-S, only we're going to write in some extra words, so it'll say X marks a spot where I wish you a Merry Christmas. You see?
Sounds great, partner. Mighty fine. I'll take 1,000 of them.
1,000? You want 1,000 cards now?
1,000?
1,000? What's he doing?
I thought you said you only wanted one. For your horse.
Just bought 1,000 head of cattle, ma'am. Don't want no hard feelings between my cattle and my horse.
But, you know, 1,000 cards will cost a lot of money.
Money? What's money to me?
Just a minute, please. Sally, he wants 1,000 cards. We'll have to buy more cards right away, more paint.
Wait a minute, Jane. This is getting out of hand. This little project is going to run into money now. He doesn't want 1,000 cards.
He did, too. Here, you ask him if he didn't.
Okay. Hello?
Hello there, tenderfoot.
Okay, take it easy. Don't get carried away.
Hold on, stranger. What's your handle?
Enough is enough, if you know what I mean.
Enough? Where I hail from down in Texas, enough is for poor folks.
Oh, very good, yes. But you better tell the ladies you don't really want 1,000 cards.
Dear, don't say that.
Partner, when I say 1,000, I mean 1,000.
Yes, look. They're going to run a printing bill and paint, and now let's not overdo this thing. I don't want this to cost money.
Dear, give me that phone.
Money? What's money to me, partner?
All right, character actor.
I got oil wells, cotton gins, tobacco plantations, mint juleps, banjo on my knee. Sunshine's east, sunshine's west, but I know where the sun shines best.
Look, mister, I know you're rolling in money, but don't you think you better tell the ladies you want to see one sample card first?
Okay, partner. I'll take 1,000 sample cards.
One sample card, okay?
Down where I come from, we don't take one of nothing.
Yes, sir, one sample. I'll tell them.
I got oil wells, cotton gin, tobacco plantation.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky.
Well, that's what comes of giving an announcer too many lines to read. It nearly cost me a lot of money, but I convinced the Christmas card magnates to have only one card made. However, the next morning at the office, there suddenly appeared on my desk some strange bills. I called in Miss Anderson. What are these bills for, Miss Anderson?
Bills?
Yes, printer, paint company, radio station. You don't mean you and Jane have been charging all this stuff to me?
Well, we're going to pay it back from the money we make on the 1,000 cards.
Oh no. $200 worth of bills and I'm going to be stuck for it.
But you're not stuck for it. We're going to pay you back.
Dear, guess what happened?
Hello, Jane.
Sally, the printer just called me up.
Just a minute, Jane. You charged this $200 worth of junk to me?
Well, you don't have to worry about it, dear. You know that sample card I gave to Mr. O'Brien, the printer?
I'm not interested in that.
He just called me up, and he said he likes the idea so much, he wants to buy it for $500.
I'm not interested in it. $500?
He just called me. Shall I take it?
You take it. You'll take it, and you'll pay this $200 worth of bills.
Jane, we make $300 clear profit.
You see, Sally, that's the profit I was telling you about. You see, dear, is that using the old chromium, or isn't it?
Look, Chromo, you're lucky I didn't get stuck with those bills. And after this, please don't charge anything to this office.
Hello, folks.
Ken, guess what happened? I sold the idea for $500.
Yeah? Gee, that's great, Jane.
Oh, but Jane, suppose that man calls for his Christmas cards.
Oh, don't worry about that. He won't call. There isn't any customer.
How can you say that, dear?
How can I say that? Hello there.
Oh, there he is. Sally, you answer it and tell him.
No, Jane, that was I. I was the one that called you.
You? You were there when he called?
Hello there.
Oh, there he is again. I'll answer it this time.
No, Jane, I did that. I called last night. Pretty good, wasn't it?
That was a good one on you, wasn't it, Jane?
Oh, yes. Well, the laugh's on the other foot now. I made $300, didn't we, Sally?
And I know just what I'm going to buy with my half, Jane.
Let's go shopping. We'll charge it, dear, and we'll pay you when we get the money from the printer.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I saw the cutest dress, Jane.
I've got to get some shoes.
You come with me first.
All right.
Well, that was a narrow escape. I almost got stuck for $200. If they hadn't sold that thing to the printer...
Wait till they find out about that.
What?
Sure, and I called Jane up and told her I was Mr. O'Brien, the printer, and asked them if they would be after taking $500 for their cards.
Oh, no.
Son of the old sod, boy can learn his lakes and waters with a banjo and mini.
Isn't that awful?
Tonight's episode of Easy Aces featured the vocal talents of John Malden as Ace, Tara Malden as Jane, Leslie Marbury as Sally Anderson, and Brad Oxnam as Ken Roberts. The cast of The Inexplicable Dumb Show offers their thanks to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in service of our country, and wishes all of you a reflective Memorial Day. This is the IDS, The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
You have to call me back, and I'll let you know how much one will cost. Call me back in about an hour.
Adios, amigo. Rancho, Pancho, Buenos Dias, and Rancho.
Buenos tardes.
Adios, amigo.
Oopsies.
You done?
Yep. I see you're doing really good with your Duolingo Spanish, huh?
Adios, amigo. Buenos Pancho, Rancho Grande.
Like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.